In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to enrich a SQL Server 2008 R2 Analysis Services cube with calculations such as KPIs, namesets, and calculated members.
In this demonstration, I'm going to extend the design of my Internet Sales cube to include calculations. So I commence by right-clicking my cube and opening it. This opens the cube designer, and then I select the Calculations tab. I click here to introduce a calculated member, of which the first one will be a simple member to compute profit, and it will live on the measures dimension. So here within my measures, I can drag to construct the MDX expression that will subtract total product costs from the sales amount. I can use the format string to specify how I want it formatted in the client. So hash, comma, hash, or pound, comma, pound, represents comma separated. I will associate this on the Internet Sales Measure group, and then I'll go ahead and deploy. And then we can use that as any other measure. So when we take a look at the available measures now, I have sales amount and a calculated profit. Let's add a second calculation, and this one will be called Profit Percent Goal. And essentially the expression is a fixed value of 0.4 or 40%, and I'll format that as a percentage, and this will be used in another calculation and a KPI. So I'm going to set the visibility to false. It's still a calculated member, but it won't be visible to the end users directly. Let me introduce then a third calculated member, which is going to be called Profit Percent. And the expression for this will be to go ahead and take the profit and divide it by the sales amount to come up with a ratio of profitability. We'll format this also as a percent, and we'll relate it to the internet sales, and then I'm going to use a color expression. So this is an MDX expression that will say if the profit percent is less than, and let me paste this, the profit percent goal, which is that constant of 40%, then I wish the color to be red. So note here on the right of the box, I have a color palette button. So I can introduce red, which is really the constant 255. So if that is true, profit percent is less than the goal, then we want it to be red. Otherwise, we want it to be black. And I can share with you that zero is the color black. And now when I deploy, we see the addition of profit percent, which I can introduce into my queries. And if we take a look at this by product, and perhaps by a different date, so let's bring calendar in, and let's filter calendar down to quarter one of 2008. Sure enough, clothing for this quarter didn't meet the target of 40%. Let's try something different. I'm going to remove category from the query, and also remove the calculations and the year. Let's just end up with the sales amount. And from my customer, I'm interested in knowing all of the individual customers, so I drag the customer level of this hierarchy to reveal their internet sales amount. And perhaps my inquiry here is to understand who are our most valuable customers, in other words, the top customers in accordance with sales revenue. So it takes a little while, because requesting the lower level of a hierarchy is actually requesting a lot of data. So we'll just be a little patient while it brings back the result. And then I'm going to right-click and sort descending to very much reveal the top customers. Now, if this is a common requirement, something like I need to know who the top 10 customers are, then it's far preferable to introduce a name set that can be conveniently queried rather than having to introduce all of this data, rank them, and then peel off the members at the top that you need. So while it's thinking about that, there we go, there's the results. So what we'd expect is a name set that would give us the top 10 here. So in my calculations, I'm now going to introduce a name set, which is going to be called the top 10 customers by sales. And any valid set expression can be used here, and it just so happens that MDX includes a set function called topCount. So I drag it in. it says, what's the set that's going to be considered? So I say, well, from my customers, consider all of the members on the customer level. So the way this reads is, from the customer dimension, customer's hierarchy at the customer level, all of those members are the set for consideration. How many do we want? Give me 10. And how are they going to be ranked? So I drag in the sales amount measure. So essentially it takes this set, orders them descendingly according to the sales amount, and then returns the top 10. So when we deploy and switch to the browser, that we remove customer first, reconnect, then what I'm going to do is place this set on the filter pane. So now we have an operator that says we're only interested in customers that are in this set, and then I can request the customers, and very efficiently and conveniently we get to see the top 10 customers. So the last calculation to introduce into my cube design is actually going to be done on the KPIs tab. And a KPI really is four calculations for the price of one. Let me introduce a KPI that's going to be called sales profitability. And it will belong on the internet sales measure group. So I'm going to introduce that profit percent is the value. And the goal expression, and I'm fortunate because I hit it, means I can't drag and drop it, but I can copy this, will be the profit percent goal. The status and trend then are configured here by graphic icon and then an expression. So I have a snippet for this, and my snippet says that when the profit percent is less than 40%, return negative 1. If it's less than 45%, return 0, otherwise everything else is 1. So what the status requires is to return a value of 0, negative 1, or 1. 0 being, let me start with negative 1 being bad, 0 being slightly bad, and 1 being good. And trend works in a similar way. It has its own icon set, and a trend expression almost always refers to the previous time period. So we can see here that we're comparing profit percent to a tuple that says, actually, you know what, that's not correct, that's incorrect. We want a tuple that returns the previous member from the calendar hierarchy, comma, the profit percent. In other words, compare it to the previous time period's profit. And likewise, this one needs to be updated as well. So this way, what the trend is going to do, if the profitability for the current period is less than the prior period, then return negative 1. Things are getting worse. If there's no change, it's 0. Otherwise, we'll assume that profitability has improved, and we return 1. Copy. Paste this into the trend expression. Deploy. And the way that we test the KPIs conveniently is that we have the KPI browser here. So the KPI browser then presents to me the KPI and the ability to filter it by the different dimension hierarchy members. So across all time, we see that we've sort of been on track. We're between the 40 and 45% goal. What happens then if I come across and introduce the date dimension and say, well, from the calendar hierarchy, we want to filter on a period like 2007 quarter one? And we see for that time period, 41.94% was the profitability. Well, what if we take it to a level beneath that and then request a product level? What was the situation for something like mountain bikes? And we can see for this time period that mountain bikes were exceeding expectations, so we're on track with the status. Yet it was not as good a performance as it was for the prior time period, which would be quarter four of 2006. And let's then explore and see what the story with road bikes is, which were well off track at 38.68% and getting worse over time. The great thing about encapsulating these calculations and KPIs in your cube is that you have consistent definition that can be maintained and used consistently across all querying experiences against the cube.